Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Topa. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today we're coming from Ecclesiastes chapters 9 and 10. Amen. And we're coming into the presence of the Lord with thanksgiving. We give glory and honor to the Lord today. And I am so happy to have each and every one of you with me. I praise God for all of you. I am praying for you. Amen. For your breakthroughs. Glory to God for your alignments and realignments, amen, as God is so doing. I'm praying for your blessing, for your salvation, amen, for your healing. I give glory to God each and every time we come into the presence of God. I am praying for each and every one of you. Glory to God for your life. I give him glory. Amen. And we praise God for each and every day that he blesses us with. Amen. And he blesses us in, because there is a blessing in the presence of God each and every time that we take the time out to communicate with the God of the universe. There is a blessing each and every time that we take the time out to read the Word of God and to pray and ask God for understanding, pray and ask him to align us with his Word and with his Spirit, with his will. There's a blessing every single time. It may not be something that you notice right away, but eventually you'll walk up into it and you'll realize, wait a minute, something's changed here. Glory to God. My life is different. I'm stronger. Amen. I'm bolder. I'm able to take things in a different way. I have a different perception. I'm able to move in ways that I wasn't before because the presence of God is here. And sometimes he moves very insidiously, is the word that I was trying to use. Sometimes he moves gradually or insidiously. And other times he comes forth with a big bang, and there's no doubt about it. Everybody knows that it is God, amen, in the room. Glory to God. We have an expectation, amen. As the Clark sisters used to sing, I expect a miracle every day. God will make a way out of no way. Amen. God can take nothing and turn it into something spectacular. God can take nothing and turn it into something extraordinary. God can take nothing and speak the world into existence. Surely he can take care of our needs. Glory to God. Amen. We honor him today. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We thank you and we praise you, Lord God. You are worthy of all the honor and all the praise and all of the glory, Lord God. And we lift it up before you even now, thanking you, Lord, for all things that you're doing, for all things that you've done already. Thanking you, Lord, for the honor and the privilege of being able to come into your presence. Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, that you gave us, Lord God, the knowledge that you are the only living God. So many don't know that today, but we are privileged to know that you are the true and the living God. Amen. We are privileged to know that you are our strong creator. We are privileged to know that you are our strength, our provider, our keeper, our help in the time of trouble. You are God all by yourself. Oh, my God, and we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Move in us right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive us our sins and our trespasses. Lord, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, remove from us, Lord, anything that even might hinder this prayer. Remove it now. Burn it off of us, Lord God. Can see clearly so that we can hear, Lord God, as you speak. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, open our minds, Lord. Open up our understanding. Open up, Lord God, our memory banks. Lord God, allow us to receive knowledge and wisdom and most of all the understanding of your word. Align us with your spirit and with your will and with our purpose.
Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Lord, I bless your name for each and every one of these, Lord God, that have tuned in. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift up every woe and every care, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I lift up everything that is concerning them and everything, Lord God, that may have had their heads down, everything that has worried them, every sickness, every affliction, Lord God, I lift it up. Into your presence, I lift up all of their relationships, Lord God, in every area of their lives. I just lift up everything, Lord God, that is concerning them right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, and I'm asking, Lord God, that you breathe life, oh, Lord God, into those things, Lord God, that appear to have died. Breathe life, Lord God, into the cells of their body. Breathe life into their minds and souls. Breathe life into their relationships, Lord God. Breathe life into their salvation, Lord God. Align, realign, position, reposition your people even right now. Oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord, I speak life and peace into the atmosphere right now. In the name of Jesus, God, rebuke you, Satan. In the name of Jesus, God, rebuke every ancient evil that has come against our purpose. You have to go right now in the name of Jesus. Loose the people of God in Jesus' name. Oh, my God, we are free by the power of God. We are free by the power of God. We are blessed, amen, healed and delivered in the name of Jesus today, because God is God and there is no other, and all power is in his hand, and there is nothing too hard for him. Glory to God, nothing. I don't care what anybody has said. I don't care what the doctor said, what your neighbor said, what your husband said, what your wife said, what your mom and daddy said, what your neighbor said about you. There's nothing too hard for God. He can turn every situation around. Glory to God. Speak to him about it. Amen. Because he'll either turn it or he'll change your perception of it. Glory to God. And that is a turn indeed as well. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord. We're reading today from Ecclesiastes chapters 9 and 10. Amen. To the glory of God. Amen. We're coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Glory. Hallelujah. For I considered all this in my heart so that I could declare it all, that the righteousness, that the righteous and the wise and the works are in, that the righteous and the wise and their works are in the hand of God. People know neither love nor hatred by anything they see before them. All things come alike to all. One event happens to the righteous and the wicked, to the good, the clean, and the unclean, to him who sacrifices and him who does not sacrifice. As is the good, so is the sinner. He who takes an oath as he who fears an oath. This is an evil in all that is done under the sun. The one thing happens to all. Truly the hearts of the sons of men are full of evil. Madness is in their hearts while they live, and after that they go to the dead. But for him who is joined to all the living, there is hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. For the living know that they will die, but the dead know nothing, and they have no more reward. For the memory of them is forgotten. Also their love, their hatred, and their envy have now perished. Nevermore will they have a share in anything done under the sun. Go, eat your bread with joy, and drink your wine with a merry heart, for God has already accepted your works. Let your garments always be white, and let your head lack no oil. Live joyfully with the wife whom you love. Live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life, which he has given you under the sun, all the days of vanity, for that is your portion in life and in the labor which you perform under the sun. Whatever your hands find to do, do it with your might, for there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all.
For man also does not know his time. Like fish taken in a cruel net, like birds, sons of men are snared in an evil time, when it falls suddenly upon them. This wisdom I have also seen under the sun, and it seemed great to me. There was a little city with few men in it, and a great king came against it, besieged it, and built great snares around it. Now, therefore, was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city, yet no one remembered that poor man. Then I said, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard. Words of the wise spoken quietly should be heard, rather than the shout of a ruler of fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. Dead flies putrefy the perfumer's ointment and cause it to give off a foul odor. So does a little folly to one respected for wisdom and honor. A wise man's heart is at the right hand, but a fool's heart is at the left. Even when a fool walks along the way, he lacks wisdom, and he shows everyone that he is a fool. If the spirit of the ruler rises against you, do not leave your post. Conciliation pacifies great offenses. There is an evil I have seen under the sun, as an error proceeding from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, while the rich sit in a lowly place. I have seen servants on horses, while the princes walk on the ground like servants. He who digs a pit will fall in it, and whoever breaks through a wall will be bitten by a serpent. He who quarries stones may be hurt by them, and he who splits wood may be endangered by it. If the axe is dull and one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength. But wisdom brings success. A serpent may bite when it is not charmed. The babbler is no different. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool shall swallow him up. The words of his mouth begin with foolishness, and the end of his talk is raising madness. A fool also multiplies words. No man knows what is to be. Who can tell him what will be after him? The labor of fools wearies them, for they do not even know how to go. Woe to you, O land, when your king is a child, and your princes feast in the morning. Blessed are you, O land, when your king is the son of nobles and your princes feast at the proper time, for strength and not for drunkenness. Because of laziness, the building decays, and through idleness of hands, the house leaks. A feast is made for laughter, and wine makes merry, but money answers everything. Do not curse the king, even in your thoughts. Do not curse the rich, even in your bedroom, for a bird of the air may carry your voice, and a bird in flight may tell the matter. I have read and you have heard from Ecclesiastes chapters 9 and 10 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.